What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for a lot this year.
Yeah, so Thanksgiving's tomorrow, and like 2020, it's been a weird year that's brought different challenges and struggles.
But I think it's a good year to reflect and really appreciate the things you're thankful for.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Embrace that.
Yeah, I guess. But, like, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for the opportunity to have this job.
That is very true. I'm thankful for my job.
To work with you. Well, I don't know about that. Well, check in with me around 9:30 a.m. and see how the rest of the show goes. I'm thankful for my family and friends that have remained with me.
Mm-hmm.
And roommate Kevin deserves a shout out.
Yeah, he does. He moved across the country with you.
Yeah, he really uprooted himself. And honestly, without him here in 2020 in a pandemic and a lockdown moving across the country, I probably would have had a lot harder of a time.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, so.
Because you're a social butterfly. You would have gone.
I don't know about a butterfly. I'm like an extroverted introvert.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're like a social moth. Is
yes.
that better?
Yes.
Is
I'm the one nobody wants around.
The less attractive social person.
They're always trying to shoo out the door but just won't leave. That's me.
Yeah, I'm thankful for a lot of things. I'm thankful, you know, for my family, for my pets.
Yeah.
They've been really awesome.
Gunnar and Lucy really hold it down for you.
Yeah, I'm not thankful that they ate half a loaf of bread the other day, which, by the way, how did they get into a drawer?
You got to stretch that food, too.
Yeah, you know, we put it up on our Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz, and there's some really sweet things. Darcy's thankful for her kids. She said, especially her 7-year-old, they've been through a lot together.
Aw.
Christina's thankful for staying employed full-time throughout this mess.
Yeah.
Which we are, too, because...
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I'm shocked.
A lot of people. Yes, seriously. It's to be determined every day, though.
Julian is thankful her sister is in remission from cancer.
That's fantastic.
That's a big deal.
Love hearing that.
Heidi's thankful because her mom lives in an assisted living facility and has tested negative for COVID 3 times.
That's great.
So, and then Nikki said, as bad as 2020 has been, she has to be thankful for it because she met her girlfriend.
Aw.
So that's really nice. See, there's like positives out there.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out how to meet people.
Listen, pandemic or not, you're going to be struggling. I have to say this, though. For my husband, Boo Bear, before we moved here to Portland, we both worked jobs that took up a lot more of our time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would see each other maybe like once a month, it felt like, because we were just like ships in the night. We just kept passing each other.
Right.
And so we've spent a lot of time together, and that's probably what I'm most thankful for is the amount of time I've gotten to spend with my husband.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So what are you thankful for? 503-733-5105.
I'm just thankful for my husband and I have stayed employed. My son's teachers at school online have been amazing. We've all healthy. Thankful for your guys' sense of humor. You bring me home every morning from work and make me laugh.
Oh, well, thank you for that.
I'm glad we could be included with like your family and your child's schooling. It makes me feel special. What are you thankful for? 2020 has been a weird year, but you know what? I'm thankful for all the extra time I've gotten to spend with my family.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because you didn't have that before we moved here.
Yeah, I used to have to work a lot more often. And like even yesterday, I sat down with my son Theo. He's about to be 4. And all we did was put pony beads on a pipe cleaner and made bracelets. And it was literally the most fun I've had in ages. And it was just an hour of doing arts and crafts while watching a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving in the background.
Sounds delightful. Maybe I'll do that with roommate Kevin this weekend.
It's really fun. We got the little Christmas pipe cleaners. They're a little sparkly and green.
Nice.
503-733-5105.
Having a house.
Oh my gosh, you are living the dream. I am so jealous. What is it like to be a homeowner?
Oh, it's wonderful. I no more rent checks and, you know, on the spot inspections and stuff like that. I hate that.
The idea that you can just paint the walls whenever you want to. Do you want a yellow bedroom? It doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want. Like, you can literally make changes. And there's something magical about paying towards something you own versus paying someone else's mortgage payment.
Yeah, because you can see the debt go down. And you know that at some point, if and when you decide to sell, you might make some money on it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You don't have to say, like, where you live, but what part of town are you in?
I live in Amsville, actually.
Okay.
It's like 9 miles east from Salem.
Okay, that's down there. Liz and I live in Vancouver, and we have hopes and dreams of one day being able to share a plot of land.
Or split a double wide. I don't think we can fit the single wide with 3 dogs, a husband, a roommate, and then a toddler. But we have dreams.
Oh, yeah, that would be hard.
Maybe we can just find a nice carport we could put walls on. We can figure this out.
I'm pretty handy, you know.
I saw a thing on like Zillow the other day, and it was for a house in Vancouver, cash only, $199,000, but it was all burnt. It had caught on fire. There was nothing left, not even plumbing structure.
What a deal.
And I was like, yeah, because I sorted it by cheapest. That was the cheapest thing that popped up. And like, it's not even habitable.
Probably can't even get insurance on that anymore.
No, I don't even know if it counts as a structure.
This is the life we live.
Yeah, so you live that house life. I am so jealous.
One day, Liz, one day.
That's like on my vision board that I have. Is it just a picture of a house?
Does it include roommate Kevin, myself, or my dog Tucker?
No, you're nowhere on my vision board. What are you thankful for? Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. We just want to just take a moment and appreciate, you know, what we do have this year. Mm-hmm. 503-733-5105.
I'm thankful for all the nurses at Providence Portland Hospital that have been working their rears off to take care of COVID patients and everybody else that's in the hospital at these times.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. Thank you to all the medical professionals, the nurses, the doctors, the CNAs, the janitorial staff, everybody that's out there doing such an amazing job to try to keep us all healthy and safe as best they can.
Yes, I completely agree. I want to give a shout out to all my nurses that work for me in the critical care unit. It's been nonstop. So.
Wait, do you work in the critical care unit?
Yeah, I'm part of that group at that hospital, yeah.
Oh my goodness, I want to give you a socially distant virtual hug. Thank you so much for everything that you do.
Well, I appreciate you guys in the morning because I love listening to you. You make me laugh before we go into what we do every day. For, you know, a lot of them work 12 to 16 hours depending on what's going on. So but I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, my sister, she passed from COVID back in July. And that hospital staff was like already even at that point so overwhelmed. But knowing that like we couldn't be there with her, but that there were nurses and doctors that cared, it makes it better. And so I just want to thank you for all the people that you're there with their family members when they can't be there right now.
Yeah, we appreciate everybody, you know, socially distancing and do what they can. So, but thank you.
They deserve all the love and recognition and acknowledgement. And like I said, I'm just so thankful, you know, for my sister that there was somebody there, you know, at the end. Whew, that got a little heavy. Mm. What are you thankful for?
I am thankful for my family and my fiance and my dogs and my cats.
I feel that. That's good stuff. What are your pets' names?
I have a mini long-haired wiener named Lacey, a mini long-haired wiener named Chunky, a standard long-haired wiener named Chip, and then I have a little kitten, a forever kitty named Gracie.
Right, you got all the wieners over there.
You are my people. I am obsessed with wiener dogs. I only have one, but I had another one growing up, but mine's black and tan, and her name's Lucy. So not quite a Lacey, but a Lucy.
Lacey is red with black tips. Chunky is brindle colored. Chip looks like a cow. He's white with big black spots.
Aww.
I love their name.
And they're so darn smart. My wiener dog barks at the sink when she's thirsty. I've never known another dog to know where water comes from.
That's pretty awesome.
That, and I dare you on a bad day to Google wiener dogs and clothing and not smile. Like, that's what I do whenever I'm having a bad day. They like wear raincoats, and there's a really good one on Google Images where it's dressed like a giraffe. And somehow a wiener dog with those ambitions just makes me happy. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful that me and my wife did not kill each other through this pandemic.
That's always good. It's trying on marriages when you see each other more and you have kids and they're trapped in the house and all that.
I think all relationships were kind of put to the test during the pandemic because, like, even me, I'm not in a committed relationship, but with roommate Kevin, I mean, it's kind of committed, but, like, you know, we're stuck in the house with each other all the time and you're bound to get on each other's nerves.
Yeah, and I guess it's a little bit more difficult to make up than if you're in a relationship.
We just hug it out.
Oh, we make it out.
Well, clearly, you haven't seen us on the weekends.
I support your beautiful relationship with roommate Kevin. What are you thankful for? Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, and 2020 has been a rough year, but we still want to just take some time and say what we're thankful for. You're thankful for roommate Kevin.
Absolutely.
I'm thankful that I don't have to fully understand what happens in your townhouse. 503-733-5105.
I am so thankful for my house not burning during the recent wildfires.
I'm thankful for that, too.
Were they close to you?
Yes. On my road, the first house burned. The second house burned. The third house still standing, but they lost their barn. Mm. And then my house was untouched.
Wow.
So power of prayer, my family and friends all banding together to spray down the house day after day after day to keep the embers from lighting the roof on fire. So I have a lot to be thankful for this year.
That is such a huge blessing, and we are so thankful for you too. Like, that's amazing.
And prayers to your neighbors who lost their stuff.
Well, this neighborhood is closer than ever now, and we're helping each other out.
We're sending our thoughts to everybody who were affected by the wildfires. Okay. I can't imagine how difficult that is this year.
Mm-hmm.
2020 has been rough. We want to know, what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving? We put it up on social media, 105.1 The Buzz. Go and comment yours or get in the feel good, seeing what other people have.